Hello, this is Evan Kane. I'm a First Nations Two-Spirit writer from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. The stories you see on my website or here on my podcast are my original creations I'm sharing with the world. If you like what you see, please click on the green Buy Me a Coffee button on my website or the My Ko-fi account on Podbean to pay what you can as a way of showing your support. Follow me on social media and check my website on a weekly basis for new stories, podcasts, and ideas. I have been away for about a month. I had to fix my laptop, and then in doing that, a lot of the software was reinstalled / updated, and that caused issues. But I'm back, and I will be aiming for a weekly update as per before. So enjoy today's story, which is called The Missing Menu.
I sailed on cosmic winds to the far edge of this galaxy. I was so hungry. I left the last world ages ago after I'd eaten my fill. Food was still abundant on that world, but they had lost hope, and despair tainted the food. It was bitter. Going hunting on the outer edges of any galaxy means I risk hunger for longer periods. Closer to a galaxy center, given the greater number of planets, there are more thinking creatures. These sentients are usually quite simple. Animal instinct, essentially. Easy pickings for which to fill my stomach, I suppose. So why spend my precious energy when I could be safe and fed in the galactic core? Imagine the only foods you could find were nuts, celery, carrots, lettuce, apples, and oranges. Even if the food nurtured you, even if it was easy to get, you would be bored of it within a short time. Creatures with base animal instincts are the equivalent to my palate. Now, sentient races, which evolve civilizations, imagine someone walked into your kitchen while you were eating your meal of apples, carrots, nuts, oranges, lettuce, and celery. They stack your table with platters of roast beef, fried chicken, wild game, fish, desserts, cheeses, cookies, breads, each dish unique and more succulent than you could ever dream. Thinking sentients are delicious. I was learning, searching, seeking, worth the risk. They tend to evolve in systems which are stable, like those on the edge of galaxies. I keep my, well, in your terms, I guess it would be the equivalent of my eyes, ears, and nose, working, looking, searching. I smelled something out here on the edges. Pausing only once, many light years away, I listened, and faintly I could hear the electromagnetic radiation humanity was putting out. Snacking on sentient races has its own pros and cons. Con, mealtime doesn't last as long. Maybe several thousands of your years, but for me, it's like a 3-month vacation. During that short time, there are two outcomes for a civilization. Most of the time, destruction through war or environmental damage. Meals become easy to catch, but as the civilization declines, it starts to leave a bitter aftertaste. In rarer situations, the sentient beings evolve their civilization into a space-faring race, continuously growing, evolving, and oh my, succulents, but dangerous. I've encountered this maybe a dozen times in my very, very long life, and excruciatingly each time I had to run from the dinner table. The food was starting to realize I existed, and I like to eat my meals undisturbed. The pros? That stuff about being fed? No, more sated. But the nice thing is that any civilization which lasts and has the potential to reach for the stars, you sure let a lot of people fall through the cracks. Remember what I told you about electromagnetic radiation. Radio waves carry television shows, radio chatter, and now the internet. That stuff is going up and out. Oh, the earlier stuff was useful for announcing the location of the restaurant, so to speak. What a funny human term. But now, as I settle on this world, your phones, internet, all that lovely technology provides a menu of those who won't or don't want to be found. Even now, there are people who still vanish without a trace. Those are alone. It's just a matter of being in the right place at the right time and waiting. Usually I fold space quickly around this person, so the shock kills them, and then I chow down. But on occasion I like my meals fresh. The brains of humans were looking at an eldritch abomination taste amazing with all that adrenaline. But as you're now fully seasoned, my final question to you. I've developed quite a taste for the beverage you call wine. What pairs well with human? White or red?
Thank you for your time. Again, if you like what you hear, come back to evankane.com on a regular basis and support me on my Ko-fi account.